I say when it's Thanksgiving, you guys just want to, when it's Thanksgiving in Dubuque, you know, you don't have the traditional fare necessarily. What you have is a turkey and dressing sandwich from Kramer's Grocery. Ladies and gentlemen, we have Jeff Kramer here, and we have the sandwiches. And boy, does it smell good already. Hey, Jeff, how you doing?
How are you?
Good.
Welcome
wonderful.
To Dubuque.
Thank you very much.
And it's not just for Thanksgiving.
No, it's every day.
It's every day.
It's for breakfast,
yeah.
too.
Used to be for more days, but anyway, how was it?
Oh, it's wonderful.
Now, another classic, would you want to call it a condiment?
Condiment.
Would be a potato chip on the sandwich.
On the sandwich. Okay, I got to do that. I got to do it right. I want to fit in so badly. And I always do. I fit in really badly wherever I am. Okay, I put that. You put it on there like Elvis used to eat sandwiches.
Perfect.
Like this. Elvis ate a potato chip sandwich. You know that potato chip?
No, I didn't.
Yeah.
Banana and peanut butter.
And potato chips.
Huh. No turkey and dressing, though.
Sounds good. Okay.
Still
go ahead
be alive.
What is the history of the turkey and dressing sandwich?
Well,
I think it's only here, isn't it?
I mean, it's kind of like some of the stories you've heard. There can't be completely documented, but you have to think about it. It's a simple concept. It's leftover dressing. Mm-hmm. Not this. Leftover.
This is not leftover. Another show it was.
And then leftover turkey. And then you combined it together. You put it on a bun.
Yeah.
And you serve it later that night, the next day.
Okay. I mean, I can understand how that might happen.
Sure.
But how did it happen? I mean, can you take us to the moment in history when the turkey
I can
and dressing...
tell you there's a woman quite famous in Dubuque who supposedly created it. Now, how could you give it just one person have created it? But Helen Timmerman,
possible.
And there's a Timmerman Supper Club up on
Helen
Timmerman? East Dubuque.
Yeah.
She supposedly created it. I've also heard that it happened in the lobby of the Canfield Hotel.
What happened? Oh, they're still talking about the sandwich?
You tell me, yeah.
Because I thought
she was famous.
I was going to deny it, actually, because I don't
know. Well,
I certainly don't remember the incident.
We often get asked, or I get asked, did we create it? And we did not.
Yes, because Kramer's is probably associated with this more than any place in the world.
Yes, thankfully.
Is it a long, drawn-out process? I mean, because this is like pulled turkey.
You didn't let me give you the second part of we didn't create it.
Oh, okay.
We perfected it.
Okay. Sorry.
But it is a long, drawn-out process, and that's why today we probably sell more than anybody ever does. I never tell anybody that ours is as good as your mother's, your grandmother's.
Mother never made this.
Well, your mother didn't come from Dubuque.
No. You can say that again.
Yeah.
Or was that an insult or what?
No, not at all,
okay.
I don't think.
Okay.
But ours is certainly, we certainly sell more than your mother or your grandmother or anyone else would, so.
Forget my mother for a minute, will you?
Yeah, sorry. Or anybody else's mother.
Mm. And your dressing is really good, too.
That's the key.
Yeah.
Anyone can add turkey to their dressing, but if you don't have good dressing, then you're like everybody else.
Who is your dressing specialist?
I would have to be. I'd give my grandmother the credit.
Hmm.
And that my uncle is really the driving force. My grandfather and my uncle started the store in 1948. And many years later, they were doing this for a church function, Sacred Heart. Where Andy went to grade school.
Did you go to Sacred Heart too?
I've been to Sacred Heart. but they needed a fundraiser, and turkey and dressing was being done in Dubuque.
Yeah, but, to death.
Most of it,
yeah.
and to life.
Turkey and dressing. Yeah, okay, take one, John. Go ahead.
Sorry.
Get on with your life.
So they did it as the fundraiser, and people were asking for it. And at that point, they decided to put it in an aluminum pan, cover it with foil, and then you'd come and pick it up. And now we sell it every day.
Yeah.
Seven days a week.
Year round?
Year round,
every day.
It really was probably a seasonal thing, probably 20 years ago, 25 years ago. But now, you know, it's for weddings, communions, Anything, any party.
And Kramer's.
Any party you're going to have beer at.
And we should mention Kramer's for all your meat needs.
We sell meat also.
Yeah.
And we'll ship it anywhere in the country.
We'll ship it. We'll do it all. Jeff Kramer, thank you very much. From Kramer's, famous.
Michael Feldman's What Do You Know is produced by Wisconsin Public Radio for Public Radio International. Michael Feldman, producer international. Todd Winter, producer, with assistance of Lyle Anderson, Judith Isaac Kabalik, Diana Cook, Maggie Carpenter, and Michelle Good. Technical director, Tom Blaine, with assistance from Robbie Ralph and Brad Colbert. Next week, we're back on stage at Monona Terrace in Madison. Our thanks to Chris Martz of Northern Iowa University, and thanks also to Rod Bakke.
Thank you, Dubuque. Thanks for having us. Great to be here.